This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong authorities were shutting government offices in the city's financial district for the rest of the week after a day of violence over an extradition bill that would send people to mainland China for trial. Early Thursday, just a handful of protesters remained milling about as a widespread cleanup around the city's legislature took place. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas and pepper spray, and a series of skirmishes on Wednesday to clear demonstrators from the city's legislature. It was some of the worst violence in Hong Kong since Britain handed it back to Chinese rule in 1997. The Hong Kong Hospital Authority said 72 people had been hospitalized by 10 p.m. Wednesday. Two members of President Trump's administration have been called out by Congress for refusing to hand over documents to opposition Democratic lawmakers investigating a question about citizenship on next year's once-a-decade U.S. Census.
The Committee on Oversight and Reform hereby adopts this report recommending that the Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of the Congress of the United States of America.
But as AP Sagar Magani reports, the administration says it has the right to do so.
The Justice Department says the president's asserting executive privilege, so the administration can first review the documents. Democrats like Elijah Cummings worry the citizenship question will keep many in immigrant-heavy areas from taking part in the census.
The census is critical to our democracy.
But the GOP's Jim Jordan says there's another key question.
Why don't the Democrats want to know how many citizens are in the country?
The administration says it's already turned over more than 17,000 pages of documents and was working to produce more, but will now stop. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump said Wednesday that he would send 1,000 more U.S. service members to Poland this